Lesson 7G. Exercises 4 and 6.
I was talking to Mum and Dad about our next family holiday, and they want us to choose it.
Really? Why? We don't have to pay for it, do we?
No, of course not. But they want us to choose. I think it's because we complained so much about the last one.
Well, it wasn't much fun. There was nothing to do in that village, and it was an hour away from the sea.
So, let's plan something better this time. A skiing trip would be great, wouldn't it? We could hit the slopes every morning and then hang out in the chalet every evening. Oh, perfect.
Well, maybe.
Don't you agree that a skiing trip would be really good fun?
Not really.
Why not?
Well, it would be fun for a few days, but then it might get boring. You know, doing the same thing every day.
So you're looking for a bit more variety, are you?
Yes, I suppose so.
What about a trekking holiday?
I'm not sure. I'm not that keen.
Why don't you like the idea of a trekking holiday? The scenery would be amazing if we went somewhere like the Scottish Highlands.
I know, but trekking can be quite hard work, can't it?
Don't you want to be physically active?
Yes, but I don't want a holiday that leaves me exhausted. I mean, I want a chance to recharge my batteries as well.
Really? What's your view of beach holidays then?
Oh, I like them.
What do you like about them?
Well, it's a good combination, isn't it? You can be physically active, provided you go somewhere that offers lots of water sports and that kind of thing. But you can also relax.
And if we went somewhere quite lively, there'd be things to do in the evenings as well.
That's true. So, would it be fair to say that we both like the idea of a beach holiday?
Yes, I think so.
Great.
But nowhere too remote. It has to be quite a busy resort.
I agree. So, let's look online and see if we can find the perfect place.